The Democratic Alliance is of the view that the COVID-19 pandemic that the country has had to contend with makes a very strong case against the NHI bill, which will be resuming in Parliament in the coming weeks. We have had discussions in the Portfolio Committee about the process which will be followed in looking at all the oral submissions that were received across the country by members of the South African public, but also by the 121 entities which have indicated that they would like to make oral submissions to Parliament in the next coming weeks. We are of the view that this process cannot be rushed and that this bill has far-reaching consequences for each and every South African. And therefore, as lawmakers in the legislature, we need to make sure that we follow the process to the letter. We also need to make sure that this process is then not challengeable by a court of law should we not follow the process as it is intended. As a result, the DA has today submitted its non-negotiables for this process to the chair of the Portfolio Committee, Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo, the chair of chairs in Parliament, Mr. Frederick Frolic, and the speaker of the National Assembly, Ms. Thandi Modise. We have made the argument that since Parliament has taken the view that a service provider must be appointed to assist with this process, that service provider can do nothing more than just provide logistical support to the Portfolio Committee. It cannot in any way provide a substantive role that replaces the work of the members of Parliament, which requires us to actively engage with the views of the people of South Africa. There have been hundreds of thousands of inputs on this bill, which indicates the importance of it to the people of South Africa. Therefore, as members of Parliament, we must be the ones who actively pour through them, even if it takes us a long time to do so, so that we can satisfy ourselves that we have heard what the people of South Africa are saying about this bill. And therefore, we will not allow a situation where the ANC in Parliament seeks to rush this bill and seeks to outsource our responsibility as members of Parliament to simply a third party. We are of the view that South Africa requires a health system that will be redesigned in its entirety. The COVID-19 pandemic showed us that there were deep inequalities in our health system, with those who have access to unaffordable quality healthcare system and those who have access to the public health system, which is not of quality. Therefore, as a Democratic Alliance, we want to make sure that in this legislative process, that we seek to close that gap, to make sure that each and every single one of our South Africans have access to quality healthcare services. We want to make sure that that is of quality. We want to make sure that there is effective partnership between the private and the public healthcare system, like we saw these two entities working together during this pandemic. We want to make sure that the private health system is responsibly regulated to make sure that those who use it are ensured of its quality. But also, fundamentally, we want to make sure of strong governance systems that will allow for the independence of our governance systems from political actors. We saw during this pandemic grand looting of public money in the billions. And we are of the belief that the key tenet of the NHI bill will allow for this on a grander scale. That is why we will be mounting the fiercest fight against this bill in Parliament, because we believe that that needs to be redesigned. There is absolutely no need for a board that is politically appointed by political ministers to be managing a multi-billion rand fund for our health system. We cannot afford to falter in this process. As a Democratic Alliance, we are committed to ensuring that we see it to its fruition and that ultimately we make sure that the people of South Africa have affordable, quality healthcare that is also underscored by dignity.